This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
All right, I know up front, I absolutely know this is asinine. Shout out to Patrick Creighton.
Okay. Love you, PC.
I know it's asinine. But last night and again this morning and even right now, there's a small part of me that still thinks Nico Harrison might not draft Cooper Flagg. It's like people are kidding around about it, but I'm like, hell, he may not.
Ain't no way.
Hell, he may not.
Ain't no way.
I mean, he's like, what did he say about the Luka trade? Like, basically, you know, from what we know, you know, it was the right thing to do or whatever, however he put it. And I'm like, I know it's probably dumb, asinine, PC, but it's just like, to this minute in this segment, I'm like, there might be a little piece of him that says, hey, you know what, let me overthink this.
Nah, I saw that video that they posted of him.
They're
and
all jumping
warm.
Around. They're like, hey, Dylan Harper.
I've seen that video many a time. It was the time that the Pelicans got the number one overall pick. Yeah. It was the time that Akron got the number one overall pick, right?
Like
or Cleveland, right? I have seen that joy and that jubilation every time, and that is we are selecting that guy. No. What guy?
Dylan Harper.
Which ain't no way. Ain't no way in hell that happens. Which is funny because up there in Dallas, I feel like them people are excited about Cooper Flagg, but they're also like, damn, they might be good again, and he might get an extension behind it. And they're not happy about it, and I understand why.
But it does say how bad he is. That I have a legitimate thought of,
I don't even know that he is bad because, like, again, I saw him a little up close and personal, and he made some really good moves to get that team into a place. Remember, that was just a few years ago where people were looking around like, oh, they're never going to put a good team around Luka.
Yeah.
He did all the things to do it, and then just randomly traded Luka around. It is that friend who, or like maybe someone who is playing sports, maybe someone who maybe plays left tackle, who is really, really good at blocking and always great at pass blocking, and then just really stupid penalties, you know? It's like, he's good, except I can't trust him, right? That is Nico Harrison.
That city would melt. It would melt.
I mean, what trade would make sense for them where you'd be like, okay, I can see that.
Oh, for Dallas.
Yeah, like if they go get Giannis, would that make sense?
I've heard there's Slovenian dude in L.A. that they might be interested in.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious.
It was low-hanging fruit, but it would be funny.
Tell you what, we'll go ahead and give you that pick.
I've got to be entirely honest. I don't even remember who specifically did it for me. But it was somebody over a rookie minicamp. It might have been Nico Collins, in fact, doing a little bit of a youth camp or what have you. I am entirely done with the use of the word dog as a descriptor.
Oh, really?
I'm done with it, man.
Well, then you definitely don't miss Laremy Tunsil.
Yeah. No, I know.
He called Davis Mills a dog.
I'm done with it. And it's not specific to the Texans because it's not specific to the, like, I mean, mm-hmm. he got that dog in him. We've been doing, like, people have been doing this for decades. Mm-hmm. I think I finally reached my breaking point where I'm just like, all right, it's got to be something.
What did
else.
It for you?
I don't even remember, but it's just
Nico
like.
Nico was calling the Iowa State guys.
Yeah, he said they got some dogs. I'm just like, it has lost all its meat. It's like, what is it? Semantic satiation. When you mm-hmm. say a word over and over and it just loses its meaning to you, right? You just keep saying the word like fish over and over and you just don't sound like a word no more. That is what dog has become to me in these sports settings. Like, oh man, he's got that dog. He got a dog. Yeah, he a dog. I'm just like, what are we even saying anymore? Everybody a dog.
You're kind of getting desensitized too.
Very much desensitized.
So what replaces it?
I don't know, but let's get creative. Like sometimes
713-572-4688. We gotta replace dog.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I think we might have gotten close to this place for me before when you remember when everybody was a beast?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's a beast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now we just got into that place with dog, and I'm like, we might need to just switch it up. And this might just be the endless cycle of one word that we use to describe somebody who's really, really good or really, really tough or whatever.
I got that way with I see you. Remember back a while back?
I see you.
I'm like, just stop.
I see you, big dog.
Yeah. No, that's the double whammy. That's the double whammy.
Nah, but it's the thing. Big dog is going to work for me forever. But just he a dog, like just as the descriptor for some reason. Yeah. And I thought I'd be here forever. Like, and really and truly, it's like the folly of youth where you think you're going to be young for. I swore. Like, I will never be that guy that'll be mad about people calling people a dog. And here I am. Like, please stop. Please don't.
I'm glad you went there with that confession, Reggie, because I got a similar confession with a term that I felt like it lost its meaning. So you know the term "hear me out."
Oh, yes, bro.
So specifically, a lot of people use that term "hear me out" whenever they talking about a young lady that might not be as attractive, but they say, "Hey, hear me out on her though." Mm-hmm. Like they might post a picture. Like perfect example is Lizzo. So a lot of people.
This is a hear you out for. Huh?
No, no, and that's not my hear me out.
He got defensive.
Hey, let's be clear about this.
No, so she's losing a lot of weight.
Lizzo H-Town, ain't she?
Yeah, from Houston. Actually went to school with Leroy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they went to school together.
Didn't even realize that.
In the band and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But she's losing a lot of weight. So you got a lot of guys like, hey, hear me out, though. Hear me out, man. She lose 20 more pounds. Hear me out.
Yeah.
Man, I saw somebody tweet this. And they retweeted a picture of Beyonce and some Levi jeans, and they said, "I need y'all to hear me out." On
what?
This. Dog, it's Beyonce, man.
Ain't no hear me out necessary.
Like, what did you talk?
We were here before you got here. Like, what do you mean?
Like, you clearly don't understand the term.
No.
Like,
open
hear
your
me
eyes.
Out on Beyonce, and look, I'm sure there's somebody out there that don't really care for Beyonce.
Who? No. They're out there and they like to make themselves known.
But see, even that person would be like, hey, that ain't no hear me out.
Everybody, she's just not my type or whatever.
Like, come on. Yeah. You don't need no damn hear me out for
hear
Beyonce.
Me out.
It was like a beautiful picture and some Levi's and a cowboy hat. And he talked about, y'all need to hear me out on this. Like, what is y'all doing?
Are you crazy?
We need to retire that term now, man.
Who are some hear me out celebrities right now?
Oh, y'all want to do it?
We absolutely need to do it.
We could do it in the mixtape if you want.
Let's
y'all
do it.
Come up with a little list.
I'll come up with a list.
All right, let me.
That's a bet.
I'm going to have to do some
that
work.
That one still has legs.
Bet will never go away
for
me.
Yeah, bet still has legs.
See, I love the text line because there's people that are coming through with words that I'm like, nope. Like, oh, he is nice. Nice is going to be there forever for me. I'm never letting that one go. I refuse. But yeah, dog, I'm good on it.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
So I've probably known this about myself for quite a while. I mean, if you haven't picked up on things, I tend to somewhat be a smart aleck in certain situations.
Wait, what? Are you for real?
No but, kid.
That's the one I say all the time.
That's yours.
That's
no kid.
But I think I'm especially so when I get some bad news or there's a bad, you know, bothersome piece of news. So I sent you guys a text this morning, and you may not have understood the context. So one of my best friends, I got a text from my wife, and it said, so-and-so is going to have emergency surgery. He can't feel his hands anymore. He's going to have emergency neck surgery. He can't feel his hands anymore.
That is a very serious condition.
It's a very serious condition. And what did I text back to you guys?
Back to us or back to them?
Back to you guys. I did send it to him, too, if we're being honest, and he laughed. I said, well, oh, man, thanks. I'll check in with him. Not by text, though, because he can't use this.
So you thought it was foul that he texted you that?
No. My wife texted me that he's going to need neck surgery
because
he can't feel his hands.
And John
anymore.
Was just like, I'll check, but I'm not going to text him because if I text him, he can't. You know what I'm saying? It's like trying to dap up somebody who is an amputee. You know, it just don't work like that.
Somebody with no legs. Hey, you want to kick it?
That's kind of what I did.
But
you know, to be perfectly clear, I did end up texting him that. I said, so my wife thinks I'm an a-hole. But this is what I sent her, and he just LOL. Now, maybe it was a sarcastic LOL, too, but.
In voice and text, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's always option. That's always out there. Some of y'all hear me outs. That's the tough thing, is the hear me out is a real tough space.
Yeah, you got to sell me. You got to sell somebody on it.
But I think the problem is, in our society, I feel like we are, and I very much say mean we, mm-hmm. we are a lot less comfortable getting out here on opinions that mm-hmm. are not popular. Although I feel like the young folks supposedly are more on that, we're just afraid to be out here and being different. So the hear me out is really inherently you have to be out here on something where people go, ain't no way.
I think the
yeah
the sort of on the mountain, you know, one of the top hear me outs that I always see is Martha Stewart.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I always see good one. Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take that one.
Yeah.
That's another one
I used to see is Dolly Parton. Like now
that's
Dolly
not
Parton.
Even a, that's not even a
like right now?
Out.
Like right now at 70?
Sure.
Nah, I'm good. Y'all.
Have that one?
Yeah, that's y'all.
No, I'm sorry. I'm usually pretty good at processing fast. Like
how old is she now? She in her 70s,
she's
right?
Got to be in her
or
70s.
80s.
Got to be in her 70s.
The right age. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I was processing through my mind. What are the things that are coming through my mind, and what are the things I should say on radio? And those were not lining up. They weren't.
They weren't lining up.
They weren't. I'm going to be honest. Do people still use Crunk anymore? Hopefully not.
Yeah.
I think the only person, last person I heard using Crunk was Fred Davis. Remember Fred Davis?
Oh, yeah.
He was still using Crunk in 2018.
Love me. Probably going to use it today.
The people that misuse literally?
Yes.
Okay. Somebody said Lopez is a freak. Y'all just don't know about the philanthropic work that Dolly Parton does.
Exactly.
She's a fantastic human.
Yeah.
And don't let Sean Pendergast hear you say that. He might come talk to you. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Somebody said, I'm low-key tired of hearing low-key. Yeah, because people don't use it right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, now we're just becoming old dudes yelling at the clouds.
Hear me out.
Okay. All right. Coming up next here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. a really great piece written about Forrest Whitley in The Athletic got me thinking, is Forrest Whitley dealing with one of the most difficult things an athlete can go through? I'll tell you what I mean next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.